This is BBC Bite Size with Chris Smith and Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part one of this podcast, we found out how electricity flows around circuits and how to measure current. And now in part two, we're going to look at potential difference, otherwise known as voltage. So Ben, first of all, tell us, what is voltage?
Well, to make things move, you generally have to push them. Electrons are just the same, but they're really tiny, so you couldn't possibly push them individually. But when a battery applies a voltage, it makes one side of the circuit slightly negative and the other slightly positive. Because electrons have a negative charge, they will then be pushed from the negative side towards the positive. And the higher the voltage, the stronger the push.
So the larger the voltage that I apply, the harder I'm pushing. So does that mean the more current is going to flow?
Yes, that's right. If nothing else changes, then that's right. You can produce voltages, also known as potential differences, chemically, using batteries or a cell, magnetically in a generator, for example, or even by rubbing a balloon on your head.
What's a cell?
Well, you probably know it as a battery, but technically a battery is more than one cell attached together. There are various different types of cell which produce different voltages. The most common disposable cells produce about 1.5 volts, and the most common rechargeable cells produce about 1.2 volts.
Why would you want to connect more than one of them together?
Well, if you want more than 1.5 volts, you'll have to use more than one cell in series, and then the total voltage, or potential difference, will be the sum of all of the voltages in all of the cells.
And what does that term potential difference actually mean?
Well, really, it is just another name for voltage. You can think of a battery as giving the electrons at the negative end potential energy. They will then be attracted to the positive end of the battery, so as they flow through the circuit, for example, if they go through two light bulbs, they release that potential energy. The bigger the difference in potential, the more the electric current will be pushed around the circuit.
So those two electric light bulbs, if you have them connected in series, what happens to the voltage?
Well, if a current flows through two lamps in series, the charges flowing will use up some of their potential energy, that's their voltage, passing through the first lamp. So then all that's left will go through the second lamp.
So the voltage across each lamp, will that be less than the total?
Yes, it will, and the lamps will be dimmer, but the sum of all the voltages across the two lamps will be the same as the total voltage produced by the battery. But if you put your components in parallel, then the total voltage must be the same as the voltage across each component.
So the lamps would be just as bright as if they were there on their own?
Yes, that's right.
And how would I measure the voltage across them?
Well, voltage is measured in volts, and unsurprisingly, a device for measuring voltage is known as a voltmeter. If you put the voltmeter in parallel, then the voltage across the voltmeter should be the same as the voltage across a component, so you'll get the right reading.
And what happens as the voltage gets bigger? In other words, if you have a very large voltage?
Well, although electrons don't normally escape a wire because they're so well attracted to the nuclei, if the voltage is large enough, then some can actually jump out of the wire and current can flow through the air. When this happens, the air gets very hot and expands very quickly, which makes a noise, ranging from a small crack to a thunderclap, depending on the size of the spark, and the air will give out some of the energy it's given in the form of light.